Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome to the program again. Inshallah, in this session as well, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ.
We're talking about the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of the hypocrites in the beginning of this chapter, Surah Baqarah. In verses 11, 12, and 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some practical descriptions or descriptions of their attitude in society. In verse number 11 and 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. When they are told, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are only reformers. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Look, they are themselves the agents of corruption, but they are not aware. There's a few points that are mentioned in these two verses, verses 11 and 12. First of all, obviously the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, are causing corruption. Otherwise, if they were actually believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they had faith in Him and they practiced what He had asked them to do, then as they try to pretend like they do, there would be no corruption. They're believing, they're acting according to that, then what they're trying to do is actually reform society. They're trying to help to reform themselves and reform the society in the true way. However, because they have not truly accepted, and they only pretend like they've accepted the religion, what they are causing is corruption. Much of the corruption that is caused in Muslim societies is through the hypocrites, through people who have not truly accepted the religion, although they pretend like they have accepted. Before going on with this, I wanted to emphasize this point that maybe I should have mentioned in previous sessions as well. These verses should not be taken as applying only to 1400 years ago, where they were revealed to the Prophet in Medina upon entrance to Medina. These verses, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the divine book to be until the day of judgment. This is guidance for mankind. There's a reason why these verses were mentioned as verses. Otherwise, we know the Holy Prophet had revelation other than these verses that have been put in the Holy Quran. Those revelations were about that particular time. They described or explained or mentioned little points about what was going on at that time and did not need to be put in the Holy Quran for it to stay until the Day of Judgment. So these verses that we have in the Holy Quran apply at all times and all places. These verses are not for us to understand the history and what went on in the past. It is for us to benefit today in the 21st century. So the description that we read here, that we try to understand here of the hypocrites, God forbid that any of us are hypocrites and we have that trait in us, but it is for our understanding and for us to be able to identify the hypocrites in our Muslim community. It is very important for us to identify the hypocrites in our community because they will cause corruption, as these verses say. They will cause deviation from the true path. There's many, many, many deviated narrations or explanations of Islam existing in the West. There's people that claim they are Muslim and their actions and their way of life is actually what Islam tells us to do. Yet, we see they believe and they practice, God forbid, homosexuality. Now, how much more deviation could you bring to the Muslim community? It is a very, very obvious fact of all divine religions that homosexuality is wrong. It is a deviation. It is deviation from nature, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all animals and human beings. So this deviation, which deviates our youth, deviates the people in the Muslim communities in the West and in other places as well, is caused by people within the Muslim community. These are the hypocrites. So it's important for us to identify them before they reach a stage where they actually can cause corruption. We don't want to fall on the wrong side when they start doing that. So it's important for us to understand these verses, to apply them to our lives, just like all the verses of the Holy Quran. So in verses number 11 and 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they cause corruption. But then when they are told not to do so, they're told not to cause corruption, what they reply as is, we're actually reformers. It's very interesting. If you look at the reply that you get from some of these deviated factions of the Muslim community, you get the same exact reply. They say, actually, you know what? What we are saying is the true message of Islam. Not what what people in Qom or what people in these other places are saying. Not you guys. It's what we are saying which is the actual message of Islam. We are trying to reform the Muslim society and bring it back to what the Holy Prophet had revealed. So their reply is that we are reformers. We're not trying to cause corruption. The next verse, verse number 12, explains that they are, obviously, we understand that, they are agents of corruptions. They are truly causing corruptions, but they are not aware. This is a very interesting point that's mentioned at the end of this verse, that they are not aware. Now, how could one cause corruption and not be aware that they are causing corruption? To understand this point, we have to go back to verse number 10, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they have a sickness in their heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that sickness. That sickness that sickness of pretending to be something they are not, and going on with that, will reach a stage where they themselves are confused what is right and what is wrong. They take something that is wrong as being right and what is right as being wrong.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون.
So they say, no, we're actually causing reform in society. We're trying to help. We're trying to help our fellow Muslims. But the reality of the matter is, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of this universe, sees and understands more than all, is that the essence of what they are doing is only corruption, and one of the worst corruptions, because they are deviating people from the right path, and they're explaining Islam differently. In the examples of today, of course. But they are not aware. That sickness causes them not to realize what they're doing is actually corruption, not reform. They start to get confused themselves in identifying what is right and what is wrong. This is a very dangerous, very, very dangerous problem and illness in the heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to ever allow this sickness to penetrate into our hearts. In verse number 13, the next trait that is mentioned to them, mentioned about them, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And when they are told, believe like the people who have believed. It seems like this piece where it says, Aminu kama amana nas, says, believe like all the other people, the true believers have believed. Why don't you believe like them? They say, shall we believe like the fools who have believed? In other words, they're considering the true believers as fools. They're saying those true believers who are accepting truly in their hearts, accepting what this prophet is saying, and accepting that there will be a resurrection, accepting that they will be judged by their actions and what they did in this universe, they are fools. They're not benefiting from this life. This is what they think. They consider themselves, according to this verse, smarter than everybody else in the community. They consider the others, the true believers, as fools. How they think how stupid these people are to believe the message of Islam and what the Holy Prophet has said. We are the wise ones. We know this is not true. We know it's all baloney. But we are acting like we accepted it, and we're benefiting from the benefits of that, and for people to think that we are Muslims, yet we actually do not believe in it. And because of that, we are benefiting from what the Muslims are not benefiting from. They say you can't drink, you can't commit adultery, fornication, the other sins. But we don't believe that, so we're having fun with that. And we are benefiting from being considered Muslims in the society. So they consider themselves very, very smart. They think they're very intelligent. And those who are true believers are actually the fools. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of the verse that, look, they are themselves the fools, but they do not know. They think they're so smart, but they haven't got the big picture. They think that this is all baloney, that there's going to be a resurrection and they'll be judged on every single thought and action that they have had in this universe, in this world. But the reality of the matter is that there will be that. And once they are risen from their graves, that's when it is too late for them to realize that they were actually the fools to think that this is not true. And the believers are the intelligent, actually. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand these verses so that we don't fall in the trap of hypocrisy in ourselves, and also to be able to identify the hypocrites in society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
La ilaha illa Allahul Malikul Haqqul Mubin. La ilaha illa Allahul Malikul Haqqul Mubin. La ilaha illa Allahul Malikul Haqqul Mubin. La ilaha illa Allahul